The book today.
See you.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, the Rambam, Hilchos Issurei Bia, Perek Chaf Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, Chapter 21, Law 11. Androgynos. We're talking about the laws of Yichud now, where you cannot be in seclusion, one man with an arayas of with a woman. It's an androgynos, which we know has signs of male and female reproductive organs. So now you don't know who's that person being miyached with, who the person is in seclusion with. He can't be in seclusion with women, okay, because the androgynos has a lust for women, no question about it. No matter what he is, he wants to be with women, so there are issues of yichud there. However, but if he does, since it's a suffix who he is, after the fact, a machina, so he does not get lashes. Because it's a doubt. But a man may be in seclusion with an androgynos, because a man has no desires for a woman, for a doubtful woman, and therefore, okay, the androgynos has no lust for a man, and a man's not really accepting androgynos. I don't know nowadays with all the heterosexual business over here, that could be exactly. Well, no, the other one, transvestite, and transvestites and all that. You know, it could all be a different story. But anyway, but the man can be with an androgynos ve'im atumtum, and a tumtum that we don't know what his gender is, that's not a problem. Doesn't excite men. Yud Beis. If you have a married woman and her husband's in town, although not in the house, but he's in town, he's at work, and he could come home at any time during the day, you don't have to be concerned for her to be in seclusion with a man. That means if the repairman comes into the house, the man from the consumer gas man comes in,
yeah.
If your husband's in town, okay, don't have to worry. They should aim as balala, because the fear of her husband is with her. However, but if the erva who is going to be with her feels very comfortable with her, feels very close, if she godla imo, she was raised with him, or shaisa kravaso, or a relative that feels very close, then lo yisachim, he can't even be a seclusion, even though the husband's in the city, al fi shabal beir, because then she wouldn't be so afraid. Here's a big leniency here. And if you're in seclusion with a woman, but the front door is open to the public domain, and choshim yichud, don't have to worry about yichud. Now that all, you know, depends on the scenario, but it's clearly the door is open and people will know what's going on. If you live in a secluded cabin, you know, leaving the front door open ain't going to help anything.
Unless a raccoon comes in.
Right? But I'm saying, if you're, the public thoroughfare, there's people who can see into your house and see what's going on, that's a big leniency. Yud Gimel. Mi she'ein lo isha, a man who's not married, a single guy, lo yalame tinoka, should not be a teacher of little children. Why? Because of carpool. Because women come to pick up their kids.
Oh, I see.
The mothers come to pick up the kids
carpool.
From school.
Really,
it's not carpool, because they're not honking and the kids going out. They're going into the classroom to pick up the kids. The guy could get excited by the women. Right? Even when there's not a problem of yichud, but he's just going to have thoughts, seeing pretty women picking up their kids. Okay? V'chein isha, so that's only if the Rebbe's not married. But v'chein isha, a woman, lo talame ketanim, shouldn't teach little boys. V'chein have the same shemboim v'glal b'neim, because the fathers may be picking up the kids. V'nim sumisyachtim, then there could be yichud issues with her. Here it's not an issue because they're going to get excited, but it's an yichud issue. Also,
if the kids are in, if there's kids there, then...
Yeah, but what if you're the last one?
There's a kid there.
Yeah, but, you know...
I thought we said...
They say, Yanko, run out and play a little bit.
Play a little
right?
bit.
Right? Go out while Ina talks to the Rebbe and whatever else she does with the Rebbe. Okay. Unfortunately, these are not unusual stories.
Oh boy.
And the Rebbe does not need the wife to be living in the school. Elohiba Besa, even if she's in the house, for whom Malami Bimkom, he's teaching in his place, then it's okay if he's married. If the Rebbe's married, then it's not every woman coming as long as he's a married man. Yudal. Tiknu Chachamim Shitiyena Hanoshi Misapra Su Imsu. Bevesakisa. In the days of the old-fashioned outhouse, when you went to the bathroom, you could be alone. So if two women would go to two adjacent outhouses, even though normally you're not supposed to talk when you're taking care of your needs, here women should talk to each other.
Maybe that's where it started, the women don't talk.
Kidesh lo yikane shamish v'shimyucha. So a man should know that stall is taken, and not to just bust in. And so if the man comes and he hears women talking, he knows he has to stay away. Yep. There won't be any accidents. Tesvav. Ein memanim afilo odem nemen v'kushali yeshemir chatzar sheyesham nashim. You don't appoint a man, even if he's a trustworthy person, and he's a kosher Jew, but you don't make him be a guardian of a courtyard that's filled with women. Afal pishu oimer v'chus, even though he's standing outside, it's not a good profession for a young Jewish man. She'ein apotropos larois. This is an idiom. Ein apotropos larois. Apotropos literally means like a supervisor, a person in charge,
isn't
a person in control.
A trustee.
But here we're saying there's no trustism. There's no trust in arias. In other words, you can't assume that you're just doing your job. Okay.
Usually we think of it as a
man. But that's not what it means here. We can't have trust when it comes to arias. It's a serious and very powerful drive. And a guy who's watching women, it can get yourself in trouble. And more than that, for us, Adam Lamanas Apotropos al Beso, and a person should not appoint a male supervisor to supervise the affairs of his home. So Yanig Ishlud Varvir, because we don't want him to lead the wife to do an Avera. And that's the story with Yosef and Potiphar. The exact problem was there. And then, even with Yosef at Tzadik, it almost came to trouble. So therefore, we shouldn't do such a thing. Tezayin, also the Talmud Chacham Lishkayim Bechatzah Sheish Valmon. It's prohibited for a Talmud scholar to dwell in a courtyard where there is a widow.
There's a Gemara about that.
Afal Pishayim Nisachadima, even though he won't be in seclusion with her, it's still not a good idea because Mipnei Achshad, because people will be suspicious. However, the Ravid disagrees with this Rambam and says that a man could be in the same courtyard of another woman even without yichud. But the Rambam continues, Rambam's opinion is, Elim Kein Hoysi Shtemo, unless Talmud Chacham's wife is with him, and she'll watch him. That's not a problem.
Well, why widow? What's
the Kiddush for the widow?
I don't know. Maybe the widows are desperate. I don't know.
Lonely.
Desperate lonely.
No, that's, she's not a housewife.
She's lonely. I don't know. I don't know why Dafka widow. Does your commentary say anything about widow? No, I don't know. V'chein almana asur legadol kelev. I would assume because she's used to having a husband and be looking for a husband. That's usually, you know, right? So almana also shouldn't raise dogs because people are going to talk that she may be, you know, involved with the dogs. Especially if they see the dog following her and all these things. She's allowed to have seclusion with the dog, but raising the dog and all these things, it could cast aspersions. Mipteh Shad, people could be suspicious.
But we've already said there was no dispersions on Yisrael and Behemoth.
Well,
we said that's a clear shot.
Yichud, but not to raise them. Raising the puppy and you're stroking the puppy and petting the puppy and raising the puppy and puppy.
He's not a puppy forever.
And then he grows up to be a man puppy. Right? So
it's a bit rough.
So there's no meaning of yichud. She can be in the same courtyard as a doggy, but if she's raising the dog, then already people could start talking. Vosikna isha avodim zechorim afilu karim. Women should not buy male slaves, even if they're young boys. Mipnech shad. Because again, of suspicions, right? And certainly, she shouldn't buy a Jewish slave because of those issues. Okay. Now, Yud Zayin. Now, here's a little tricky what this means here. Ein dorshim b'sisra arayas b'shlosha. You don't teach lessons in sisra arayas. So there's a number of interpretations here. Literally means the secrets of forbidden relations. But as you'll see in a minute, what it means to say is, you know, you don't, I don't know how your commentary explains it. It's not really any good commentaries over here. But you don't, when you're teaching Torah and you're teaching, you know, complicated things, you know, with Arias in the room, you don't do it with three. You'll see why. We'll see why. Mivnesha Echa Tard Bishela Sarav. If there's only one guy, let's say there's three guys, okay, so let's say somebody asks a question. So the guys ask a question, what are the two guys going to do? So, Shashnaim Nosim Venosim Zen Zeh, because the two, the Rebbe and the guy, they're giving and taking in the discussion. Vein Daitem Plu Lishma, and the other guys can't hear what's going on. And they got other things on their mind over here. Ulafisha Daito Shalom Krova Eitzla Arayas. Since a person feels very close to these Arayas, even Istapik Lodover Shishama, if he's going to now have a doubt in something he heard, Mora Lahako, he might be lenient. In other words, when you're teaching issues of Arayas, if you're teaching halachas in immorality, in these issues of Arayas, which Shilas come up, you don't do it with three, because one could ask the other one.
One could ask the Rebbe.
The Rebbe. And the two of them are going back and forth, and I guess the third guy will not pay attention. I think that's how it works. It doesn't pay attention.
The two other guys will be.
And then he'll learn the wrong law. Right? So then, if in the topic of Dor Sham might be in doubt something you heard, Mary Lahuckle, he'll be lenient. Lefikach ein dorshim elo l'shnayim. Okay, because then you give a darsha to two, kadeshia echada shomea mafana daito, v'yadea mashish and rav, so that one can clear his mind, and he can hear what the rav is saying. So I'm not sure how many people we're dealing with over here.
Three students. The two that aren't questioning the rabbi.
They're gonna
just kind of go back and forth with each other, they're not paying attention.
They're going to not pay attention. Well, the other one, if it's two students, one will ask the question. The other one has no one else to talk to, so he'll have to hear. So he has to listen, but it'll come out. If you have three, they're not going to pay attention in class, and these are very important laws, and they can, you know, come out with the wrong law, and that could be problems.
But, well, is what we're doing right now considered this? Is this what we're doing right now?
Well, it's three. This is more than three. Because, two guys, if I'm talking to one person, so the other two guys are not involved here, but there's a whole bunch of people involved over here. Since the whole people are involved, and I'm keeping an eye on you guys, right? So I don't let anybody monopolize the discussion. So that's not a problem. Okay, we're now in Yud Ches. Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kulush u'kasha l'rova am lifrosh elamin arayas v'bias asuris. There isn't anything in the whole Torah that says hard for a person to stay away from. It's arayas and forbidden relations. That's a hard thing for people to stay away from. Amr chacham, and the rabbis say like this. This was in Parshas Balo Yischo. V'shor she'isav yishol arayas. When the Jews were commanded to stay away from forbidden relationships, bachu, they cried. V'kivlu mitzvazu b'taromas, they accepted this mitzvah with criticisms and complaints, u'b'chi and crying. Shenemar, it says, the Jews were bochel mishpachos, they were crying to their families, and the Chazal say, they weren't just crying to their families, but they were crying al isker mishpachos, regarding the laws of families, meaning to say, what they were complaining about the man, but they really were complaining about the fact
they had to divorce people.
You had to divorce your wives, that they were your sister or your close relative.
It's understandable that they would
better divorce them. They missed them, and now they have to live without them and finding other shidduchim. It was very difficult.
And that's different than now. They had relationships that were permitted and not.
That's right. So that was a difficult thing to accept, and it's always remained. Any mitzvah that was difficult to accept always remains difficult to accept. So therefore, it's a hard Yetzirah. That's why he's explaining why we have to be so careful about Yichud and all these stringencies. You think you're crazy. It's not so. You see what's going on with all these priests and all this. It's incredible that you see that it's a difficult thing.
So this is a human thing, not a Jewish thing.
Yeah, but especially for Jews, it's hard because they didn't accept the mitzvah lovingly, so they don't have the energy, the spiritual energy, to have the strength to resist it, had they accepted it with love. Amru Chacham, and the rabbis say, Gozel v'arayis nafshas adam misavlehem. Thievery and immorality, a person has a natural lust for them, umechamdatan, and desires them. You'll never find a congregation from time to time, as you will always find in every congregation. There's going to always be people who are violating these laws of immorality. You're not going to find a congregation where everybody's clean. That's what they're saying in every generation. The rabbi said another one of these great statements. Rob begozel, most people steal. Miut barayas, some are in immorality. V'hakol bavak lashon hara. Everybody speaks the dust of lashon hara.
Everybody.
In the dust of lashon hara. Now, for example, you say, well, what do you know about so and so? I said, let's not talk about him. I don't want to talk lashon hara. Right? That's the dust of lashon hara. You haven't really said lashon hara, but a lot of dust. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk lashon hara. So everybody, hakol bavak lashon hara. But still, there's a minority in Arayas, so you have to be very careful, because a minority means it happens. So we have to make sure, even if one happens, it's too much. Kaf. Levika, therefore, Roy Laladim Lakov Yisro B'davers, a person has to push his Yetzirah, press against his Yetzirah. Ulahar Galatzim V'Kedushia Seiro V'mach Shavet Tahiro B'Dei Nechayna. A person has to get accustomed to having extra holiness in his life. Pure thoughts. And proper intelligence. Kedeli hinatzelman, to save yourself from this yetzahara. Vizar mina yichud, and to be very careful never to be in seclusion. Shagir magodl, it's the worst cause of all these things, is being in seclusion. Gedol echagam hayamil and talmidehem, and great rabbis would tell their students, and they would, as if to say that I have a problem, please help me that to protect me. And they'd say, Hizaru bi mipnei biti, be careful, warn me about me and my daughter. Hizaru bi mipnei kalasi, warn me about me and my daughter-in-law. Keep an eye on me, the rabbis would say. Why would they do that? Kidei lalamid l'talmeidim shal yizbayishim l'avzer, to teach their children, don't be embarrassed to ask somebody to help. V'yisrachu min hayichud, and to stay as far as you can from seclusion with people. Now, it could be the rabbi went beyond the call of duty, but he wanted to publicize the ideas. You have to ask for help. If I'm asking you to help me, then you certainly need help yourself.
I said Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Meir were those.
Okay. Chavalev. V'chein yinog li'israchik min haschok u'min hashikrus u'min divrei agovim. A person, therefore, should conduct himself to distance himself from levity, from drunkenness, and from tivus. She'elu garbim gedolim haim malo shel arayos. Those are the things that cause to elevate that desire for immorality. V'yeshe v'lo yisha. A person should not live without a wife. Sheminig ze garbim latar yaseir, because that will create greater tahara if you have a wife. Gedolim yisoh samar. But the most important things the rabbis say, this is a very famous Rambam. Yafna atzma u'machshav to livrei Torah. You should always direct yourself and your thoughts to words of Torah. The Yarchiv Daita B'chachman, expand your mind with Torah. Fill yourself always talking about Torah. Why? Shein Machshevas Arayas Mizgaberes, because the thoughts of immorality only get strong. El Belev Pani Min HaChachma, with a heart that's empty from wisdom. On a busy grass road, grass doesn't grow. Right? If it's not busy, the grass grows. If your mind is not filled with Torah, there's lots of room for silly things to fill in there.
Or worse.
But if you're filled with Torah and your mind is constantly engaged in thinking about Torah, then of course, how are you going to have time? There's no place for the immorality to even jump in. It just can't get in there. So the fact that you're learning Torah in the morning, you're learning Torah at night, throughout the day, the more Torah you learn properly, of course, then that fills your mind with these ideas, and the busy road will not allow immorality to grow. And what does King Solomon say about Torah wisdom? He calls it Ayeles Ahavim, the beloved hind, the Ya'alas Chaim, which arouses favor. Dadeho Yerav Hufa, her breast will satisfy you of the wisdom. Bechol Eis, at every time, Bavosa, with love for it, Tishketamid, you will be obsessed. You can be obsessed, you can be in love with Torah, and always thinking about Torah. When you're always thinking about Torah, you will not be thinking.
So that's the antidote.
That's the antidote. Learn lots of Torah, and that's the rehab. Yitzh Hashem, next week, we'll start Hilchas Macholas Asuras, the laws of Kashrus.
And you sent us already through Mark.
Yeah, thanks to Mark. Shkoyach Mark.